Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz has a brilliant discourse in understanding Moshe Rabbeinu's desire to be buried in Eretz Yisrael and the requirements that we have as Moshe being the premier example for us of someone who we should learn from, of the premier example, model of excellence, par excellence in terms of leadership. And there's a very interesting exchange that goes on between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe according to the Midrash. The Midrash tells us, Moshe Amar, Moshe said to Hashem, there's a Midrash Rabbah in Dvarim, Atzmot Yosef nichnasim le'eretz Yisrael va'ani ein nichnas. The bones of Yosef are going to be brought into Eretz Yisrael, obviously for burial, and I will not be granted entry. Heshivlo Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe with regards to his particular complaint, Yosef, hode be'artzo, Yosef identified with his country, with his land, Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ata lo hodeita, you did not do so. You did not identify. The Midrash itself is difficult. Firstly, why did Moshe choose to pick on, so to speak, the fact that Yosef's bones would be buried in Eretz Yisrael? According to the Yalkut Shimoni in Parshat Bishalach, which we'll read next week, all of the atzamot, of all of the shvatim, all of the sons of Yaakov's bones were buried and brought out to be brought and buried in Eretz Yisrael. Why then did Moshe decide to depend his entire argument to Hashem with regards to the bones of Yosef specifically, as opposed to pointing out that all of the sons of Yaakov's bones would be buried in Eretz Yisrael, so too I deserve. And yet he focuses exclusively on Yosef. In addition, the Midrash brings down that there was another reason why Hashem told Moshe that he could not be buried in Eretz Yisrael. The Midrash in Dvarim Rabbah Parshat Vayelech said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halo ata amarta vehen lo yaaminu li. You, Moshe, were the one who complained about Bnei Yisrael when I told you to take them out of Mitzrayim. You were choshed b'ksherim. The Gemara in Shabbat tells us clearly there was a revelation that Moshe did not see Bnei Yisrael favorably, and he declared, paro, Bnei Yisrael will not believe me. They won't subscribe to the grand plan of leaving Egypt. How would it be possible that Paro will believe me when your own people are not willing to listen to what I have to say? And indeed, part of this is confirmed to a certain extent in Parshat Vayera, when it says, "Velo shamu bnei Yisrael al Moshe mikotzer ruach va'avodah kasha," Bnei Yisrael could not take heed to Moshe's plan because they were overworked, they were overburdened, they were being persecuted by the Egyptian people, and they could not listen and focus, and even fathom the concept that they would leave Egypt. And yet the Midrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, you criticize Bnei Yisrael, v'hein lo yaminu li, and for that reason you cannot be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Why does this Midrash propose that that's the reason, when in actuality the other Midrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that Yosef was hodeh be'artzo, Yosef identified with Eretz Yisrael, and you did not? Rav Yonasan goes on a long discourse, and he explains as follows, but in order to understand his explanation, we have to appreciate who Yosef was, and part of what was his outstanding characteristic and attribute in expressing himself and his connection to Eretz Yisrael. When Yosef was asked by the Sara Mashkim, the butler, when he met him in the Beit HaSoar, in the prison, after being thrown there from Eshet Potiphar. So he's asked, what's his predicament? How did he get here? And Yosef describes the fact, Ki gonov gonavti me'eretz ivrim. Yosef is not deterred. He does not hesitate for a moment. He does not pause. Yosef says with pride, I was stolen. I was taken away from where? From none other than Eretz HaIvrim, the land of the Hebrews, the land of the Jewish people. And Yosef, states with pride that I am an Ivri. I am a Jew. I belong to the Hebrew people. Yosef therefore demonstrated a longing, a clinging to live in Eretz Yisrael, to be connected to the land of his forefathers. And Rabbi Yonason says an interesting insight. He says that even Yosef might have recognized that, of course, there was Ashgacha Pratit, there's a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu cast him Kiviyachol into this prison. Classically, we look throughout Jewish history, and outstanding Talmidei Chachamim, outstanding scholars, wise men, tzaddikim, righteous people, have emerged from caves, from being insulated, from being isolated from the rest of society. And to a certain extent, that was part of their devised plan, to separate themselves from everyone else so that they could have what's called hitbodedut, reflection, introspection, in terms of their relationship to Hashem. You see this classically by Yirmiyahu Hanavi. He himself, who had said, who had spoken about the fact that he wanted to be amongst the hidden, away from the rest of Am Yisrael. Yirmiyahu talks about Hotziteinu b'shivto b'beit ha'asurim. He said, Hotziteinu mibor hazeh. Yirmiyahu said, Mi yitneni b'midbar. Who will place me in wilderness? As if Yirmiyahu was asking to be placed in the wilderness. And indeed, Chazal explained that he was. Because a wilderness gives you an opportunity to separate yourself from the rest of the world, to reflect upon a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Classically, our forefathers, even Moshe Rabbeinu, were Ro'ei Tzon, shepherds. Why? Because that allotted you the opportunity to separate yourself from mankind and to think about your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was important to them. Indeed, we see even the Gemara tells us about Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, the Gemara in Shabbat and Daf Lamed Gimel, Rab Shimon Bar Yochai and his son, who spent years immersed and hidden from the rest of Am Yisroel during the Chorban HaBayit inside a cave. That gave them special powers of being tzaddikim, reflecting upon Hashem, devising a plan to rebuild and reconstruct the Jewish people when they would emerge from this caved existence, from this insular type of existence and living. And so too Yosef may very well have recognized that now, being a beautiful person, having been threatened with almost committing a terrible sin with the wife of Potiphar, now he should be isolated in this jail, in this Beit HaSoar, as a moment of reflection, as an ability to devise a plan of how he will infuse his children, his greater family of the Jewish people, with subscription to Hashem when he would emerge from the Beit HaSohar. And yet, when Sarah Mashkim, the butler, asks him, who are you? Yosef says, although I realize that I should be reflecting on Hashem and have introspect in Hashem in this isolated cell of a prison, Gonov gunavti me'eretz ha'ivrim. There is no greater place to reflect upon and to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Eretz Yisrael. That is where I long to be. That is where my continuity will be able to take form. That is ultimately where I want to end up. And Yosef expresses his dream, the dream to be in Eretz Yisrael. So too, when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe is in front of the daughters of Yitro, when they bring him to Yitro for the first time to meet him, so of course Moshe does not coin the phrase of being Me'eretz HaEvrim, but rather Moshe says that he is Mitzri Anochi, Ish Mitzri, I am from Mitzrayim. Moshe does not admit to the fact that he is indeed part of Am Yisrael, that he'd like to return to Eretz Yisrael. And for this reason, he is criticized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? How does this connect to Yosef? Because Moshe comes forward and does not identify with Am Yisrael. He does not identify with Eretz Yisrael. This indeed was upsetting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when Yosef comes and says, but hold on a second, even the Atzmot Yosef, Yosef will go forward and be buried in Eretz Yisrael. I just said, says Moshe, Vehein lo yaminu li, Bnei Yisrael will not believe me. So I was choshed, I suspected them. But Yosef was much worse than I was. Yosef brought Vayaveya dibatam ra'a el aviem. Yosef actually accused his brothers of eating Ever Minachai, of eating forbidden portions of the animal, of involving themselves in Gilui Arayot, in promiscuous relationships. And Yosef went and said this accusably to his father with regards to his brothers. Surely, said Moshe, this is worse than what I have done. I did not accuse Bnei Yisrael. I was choshed. I suspected that perhaps they will not believe me. This is why, says Rabbi Yonatan, that Moshe decided to concentrate on or brought his complaint to Hashem with regards to Yosef, as opposed to all the brothers being buried in Mitzrayim. Because it was Yosef who made these accusations explicitly to his father with regards to his brothers. Whereas Moshe was saying, while Yosef accused, I simply suspected that Am Yisrael would not listen to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe, you don't understand. It's not only that you suspected Am Yisrael, but yet that you detached yourself from the Jewish people, that you detached yourself from Eretz Yisrael. And ultimately Hashem says to him that you went ahead and you sent the Meraglim into Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yonatan explains that had the Meraglim, the spies, been sent into Eretz Yisrael for the exclusive purpose of strategizing, of finding the right tactic of how to conquer Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan, that would have been fine. That's understandable. We all have to plan military strategies in order to protect ourselves from our enemies. But it went way beyond that. It didn't become just a military operation, but rather, lachkor tiv haaretz, hashmeina oraza, tiv peroteha. It became an entire discourse in terms of criticizing or in terms of offering positives with regards to Eretz Yisrael. It no longer had the military function, but rather it had an assessment, the cue cards of where exactly Israel stands in terms of its land. What exactly does it have to offer us? By Moshe facilitating the sending of the Meraglim, in doing so, he demonstrated to Am Yisrael that one does not necessarily have to long to live in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yonatan explains that this was Moshe's mistake. For years, Moshe should have been nurturing inside of them, demonstrating to them the importance of wanting, of longing, of desiring to live in none other than Eretz Yisrael. And that's why in the Medrash HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there is a stark difference between you and Yosef. Yosef, Yosef identified with Eretz Yisrael. He longed to be there, even though he understood that this was part of his destination, to be in jail. Nonetheless, he said, Eretz Yisrael is where I belong. Whereas you, Moshe, in being demonstrated by saying, Hein lo ya'aminu li, B'nai Yisrael will not believe me. That led to your lack of faith in them, and that led to your lack of nurturing them towards longing to be in none other than Eretz Yisrael. And that was consequently led to the sending of the Meraglim, by which the ultimate transgression, by which they judged Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to adopting Eretz Yisrael with positive light, positive perspective, and facing it in terms of being their land, part of their identity as a Jewish nation. With all that goes on amongst us as a Jewish people, with all the conflicts, all the arguments, all the various discourse that takes place in the daily media that unfortunately really hounds the Jewish people on a daily basis, it's important for us to remember who we are and what we represent. It's important for us to remember that we have to see our people in positive light. And it's also important for us to remember that ultimately it is our obligation to support Eretz Yisrael, but not only to support it, but to long to be in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz ha'ivrim ki ganov ganavti, for we've been taken away from our land, and our land is who we are. Our land is demonstrative of our attributes and characteristics of being able to be called Am Yisrael. To the land of Eretz ha'ivrim, we'll be zoche to remember who we are, what we represent, and ultimately where all of us belong, and in Mir Tashem, where all of us will come to. With the Geula Shleima, Amen, Shabbat Shalom.